Test 64, Section 2, Question 21. And here we're looking for a parallel reasoning. It's what's most similar. So we would want to check the conclusion trick first. And our last sentence does look like the conclusion. He will let's choose A, which is more expensive. So we'll choose A. So we look for something. So Al-Sofi did not receive a guarantee of royalties. Maybe, I mean, it's past tense instead of future, but it's kind of the same thing. It's also a little bit negative, so we'll see what else we get. Thus, Jay would not have been standing near the mouse during her first half hour in the amusement park. That's really not sounding very similar to thus he will choose A. C, thus the orbit of asteroid Y is the more eccentric of the two. I don't know. It doesn't sound like a choosing A. So M will probably not enter this program. Not super great. So it will try to double back on the Fox. And again, none of those are fantastic. So this is one where I don't really love any of them. If I were having to pick at this point, I would probably pick between, you know, maybe D or E. But probably I'd lean towards E just because so it will try to double back, saying it will do this in the future. But that's a very weak connection. I would definitely want to check this one the long way. So then we go back and we check the, you know, kind of long way. And it says game show winners choosing between two equally desirable prizes will either choose the one that is more expensive or the one with which they are more familiar. So if you have two equally, you know, and they're equally desirable prizes, they either go with the more expensive or more familiar. Today's winner, Ed, is choosing between two equally desirable prizes and equally unfamiliar. So basically, they're both equally desirable and neither is more familiar. He will thus choose A, which is more expensive. So it's going to choose A because it's more expensive. Now, the fundamental principle behind this argument is it's basically saying, when we have this situation, people will either do A or B, or choose, you know, based on criteria A or criteria B. And then it says, but criteria B doesn't apply, therefore we'll use criteria A. So I would start with E just because that was the one that was closest, and then we'll go back and see what else we get. It says, to avoid predators, rabbits will either double back on their pursuers or flee for nearby cover. Okay, so that's actually a pretty good start, saying they'll either do A, you know, option A or option B. The rabbit being pursued by a fox in this wildlife film is in a field that offers no opportunity for nearby cover. So it really can't go for nearby cover, so it will try to double back on the fox. Well, that actually sounds really good. And so I would just take E and go because it matches the pattern that we had in the original passage, that of basically saying it's you use one of two criteria or one of two strategies. Since strategy one doesn't or strategy two won't work, you're going to follow strategy one, and that's exactly what's happening here. Now, if we could take the time to look at the others, A says, with a book contract, a writer receives either an advance or a guarantee. Sophie received an advance, so she did not, Sophie did not receive a guarantee. That's bad because it says you did get the first one, therefore you won't get the second. And that wasn't what the passage was saying. It was saying if you don't get the second, you do get the first. When entering an amusement park, children always choose to take their first ride on either Rocket or Mouse. Janine insisted on Rocket, thus she would not have been standing near the mouse during her first half hour. Well, the problem there is that goes to something totally different, taking a ride or standing near the mouse, and those are two different things. The elliptical orbit of the asteroid is only slightly eccentric unless it's affected by gravitational pull. Well, now we haven't really established a two-option criteria here, so that one's out. And then new students in this program must choose either physics class or art class. M has no desire to take a class in either, so she probably won't enter. And that's saying you don't want to do either, so you don't do the first thing. So yeah, E ends up being our correct answer, and we'd take that.